Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Mutualism, Biology, Part 1 of 2. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe, because then we can be practicing mutualism.
Yes, let's practice mutualism. That sounds kind of hot. Mutualism. Biology. This article is about the biological term. For the economic theory and other uses, see mutualism, disambiguation.
We did that.
Mutualism describes the ecological interaction between two or more species where each species has a net benefit. Mutualism is a common type of ecological interaction. Prominent examples include most vascular plants engage in mutualistic interactions with mycorrhizae, flowering plants being pollinated by animals, vascular plants being dispersed by animals, and corals with zooxanthellae, among many others. Mutualism can be contrasted with interspecific competition, in which each species experiences reduced fitness and exploitation or parasitism, in which one species benefits at the expense of the other. Sheila.
Who's Sheila?
It's a made-up name that I made. Like, I was pretending like I was mad at my fictional ex-girlfriend, Sheila.
Why?
I was just making a joke.
The term mutualism was introduced by Pierre Joseph Van Beneden in his 1876 book Animal Parasites and Messmates to mean mutual aid among species.
Mutualism is often conflated with two other types of ecological phenomena, cooperation and symbiosis. Cooperation most commonly refers to increases in fitness through within species. Intraspecific interactions, although it has been used, especially in the past, to refer to mutualistic interactions, and it is sometimes used to refer to mutualistic interactions that are not obligate. Symbiosis involves two species living in close physical contact over a long period of their existence and may be mutualistic, parasitic, or commensal. So symbiotic relationships are not always mutualistic, And mutualistic interactions are not always symbiotic, despite a different definition between mutualistic interactions and symbiosis. Mutualistic and symbiosis have been largely used interchangeably in the past, and confusion on their use has persisted.
Symbiosis. Mutualism plays a key part in ecology and evolution. For example, mutualistic interactions are vital for terrestrial ecosystem function, as about 80% of land plants species rely on mycorrhizal relationships with fungi to provide them with inorganic compounds and trace elements. As another example, the estimate of tropical rainforest plants with seed dispersal mutualisms with animals range at least from 70% to 93.5%. In addition, mutualism is thought to have driven the evolution of much of the biological diversity we see, such as flower forms, important for pollination mutualisms, and coevolution between groups of species. Mutualism has also been linked to major evolutionary events, such as the evolution of the eukaryotic cell, symbiogenesis, or the colonization of land by plants in association with mycorrhizal fungi.
Types. Resource-resource relationships. That's resource hyphen resource, everybody. Resource-resource relationships. Mutualistic relationships can be thought of as a form of biological barter. Mycorrhizal associations between plant roots and fungi, with the plant providing carbohydrates to the fungus in return for primarily phosphate, but also nitrogenous compounds. Other examples include rhizobia bacteria that fix nitrogen for leguminous plants, family Fabaceae. What is that? Is that a plant? Do you know that? Fabaceae?
Well, it's not a plant, it's a family.
Okay, you didn't actually help with what I was actually asking about. You corrected whether it was a plant or family. You didn't actually.
Well, you asked me if it was a plant.
You didn't help me, though. You didn't help me.
Well, I'm giving you the information that I have based on what you asked.
You know I'm asking about the pronunciation.
Oh, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. Leguminous plants, family Fabaceae. In return for energy-containing carbohydrates, metabolite exchange between multiple mutualistic species of bacteria has also been observed in a process known as cross-feeding.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you cross-feed your loved ones.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Hope everybody's nice and full.
Service-resource relationships. Service-resource relationships are common. Three important types are pollination, cleaning symbiosis, and zoochory.
In pollination, a plant trades food resources in the form of nectar or pollen for the service of pollen dispersal. However, Dasyniferous bulbophyllum, orchid species, trade sex pheromone precursor or booster components via floral synonymies, attractants in a true mutualistic interactions with males of Dasyne fruit flies, Diptera tepharidae Dasyne.
Do you think that Bulbasaurs come from Bulbophyllum?
Well, I can't imagine that you think that I actually have any sort of opinion on this, because you know I do not know anything about Pokemon.
That's not true.
May I finish my sentence, please?
Okay. Beyond
general surface stuff that most people know. Like anybody who knows Team Rocket's blasting off again, like people who can recite that because they saw it when they were a kid. But beyond that, I don't know anything that goes deeper. I don't know what anything evolves into anything. No idea.
So you don't know that Charmander evolves eventually into a Charizard?
I will say that because they start with the same prefix, char, then yeah. I could probably figure it out.
Well, what do you think Pikachu evolves into?
I don't know, a big furry lemon.
No, Pikachu evolves into Raichu, which evolved from a Pichu.
Do they look like a big furry lemon?
No.
All right,
no, actually, Raichu is orange.
Oh my gosh, I really want out of this conversation. Please, let's go. Please continue.
Bagophiles feed resource on ectoparasites, thereby providing anti-pest service, as in cleaning symbiosis. Alacatinus and Gobiosoma, genera of gobies, feed on ectoparasites of their clients while cleaning them.
Zokiri is the dispersal of the seeds of plants by animals. This is similar to pollination in that the plant produces food, resources, for example, fleshy fruit. Overabundance of seeds for animals that disperse the seeds service. Plants may advertise these resources using color and a variety of other fruit characteristics, e.g. scent. Fruit of the aardvark cucumber, Cucumis hemifructus, is buried so deeply that the plant is solely reliant upon the aardvark's keen sense of smell to detect its ripened fruit, extract, consume, and then scatter its seeds. Hemifructus's geographical range is thus restricted to that of the aardvark's.
Another type is ant protection of aphids, where the aphids trade sugar-rich honeydew, a byproduct of their mode of feeding on plant sap, in return for defense against predators, such as ladybugs.
Service-service relationships. Strict service-service interactions are very rare, for reasons that are far more clear. One example is the relationship between sea anemones and anemone fish in the family Pomacentridae. The anemones provide the fish with protection from predators, which cannot tolerate the stings of the anemones' tentacles, and the fish defend the anemones against butterfly fish, family Chaetodontidae, which eat anemones. However, in common with many mutualisms, there is more than one aspect to it. In the anemone fish, anemone mutualism, waste ammonia from the fish feeds the symbiotic algae that are found in the anemone's tentacles. Therefore, what appears to be a service-service mutualism in fact has a service-resource component. A second example is that of the relationship between some ants in the genus Pseudomyrmex and trees in the genus Acacia, such as the whistling thorn and bullhorn acacia. The ants nest inside the plant's thorns. In exchange for shelter, the ants protect acacias from attack by herbivores, which they frequently eat when those are small enough, introducing a resource component to this service-service relationship and competition from other plants by trimming back vegetation that would shade the acacia. In addition, another service-resource component is present, as the ants regularly feed on lipid-rich food bodies called Belchian bodies that are on the acacia plant. Oh, I hated that.
Tentacles. In the Neotropics, the ant Myrmeliquista schumanni.
I feel like episodes like these, we just sound so stupid.
That's because we are. Schumanni makes its nest in special cavities in Duroya hirsute. Plants in the vicinity that belong to other species are killed with formic acid. Formic acid is systematically named methanoic acid, is the simplest carboxylic acid and has the chemical formula HCOOH and structure H minus C equals minus O minus H. All right. But it does occur in ants, some types of ants, which is interesting. All right. This selective gardening can be so aggressive that small areas of the rainforest are dominated by Daroia hirsute. These peculiar patches are known by local people as devil's gardens. I wonder if it grows the devil's lettuce.
In some of these relationships, the cost of the ant's protection can be quite expensive. Cordia SP trees in the Amazonian rainforest have a kind of partnership with Alomeris SP ants, which make their nest in modified leaves. To increase the amount of living space available, the ants will destroy the tree's flower buds. The flowers die and leaves develop instead, providing the ants with more dwellings. Another type of Alomeris ant lives with the Hirtella SP tree in the same forest. But in this relationship, the tree has turned the tables on the ants. When the tree is ready to produce flowers, the ant abodes on certain branches begin to wither and shrink, forcing the occupants to flee, leaving the tree's flowers to develop free from ant attack.
The term species group can be used to describe the manner in which individual organisms group together. In this non-taxonomic context, one can refer to same species groups and mixed species groups. While same species groups are the norm, examples of mixed species groups abound. For example, zebra, Equus burchelli, and wildebeest, Conocatus taurinus, can remain in association during periods of long-distance migration across the Serengeti as a strategy for thwarting predators. Cercopithecus midus and Cercopithecus ascanius species of monkey in the Kakamega forest of Kenya can stay in close proximity and travel along exactly the same routes through the forest for periods of up to 12 hours. These mixed species groups cannot be explained by the coincidence of sharing the same habitat. Rather, they are created by the active behavioral choice of at least one of the species in question. So that's where we're going to end it today. Look out for part two tomorrow.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Mutualism Biology, part one of two.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your friendly interspecies relationships.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.